naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Everybody to Iggy Garcia Live, episode 13. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, and for the next maybe 45 minutes to an hour, we're going to sit here and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, you know, the things that are on my mind, the things that, you know, that happened to me, things that, you know, my experiences, share my experiences with you, because that's kind of how we learn, by seeing what happens to somebody else and how they recover and how they move on from that. So if I fade away from time to time, I am the DJ, I am the sound man, I am all the above, so you can just imagine how that works, these productions. This will be on video live stream on Facebook for those of you who are able to watch the show live, and those of you who want to come back and listen to it, a pre-recorded show, it will be available. This also will be on Spreaker and With Insights Radio, so I'm going to take time to thank both those platforms for being available for everybody who uses it. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off by just take a moment to, you know, focus and relax and put our mind at rest and ease, so we can, you know, just be ready to receive the information that we need to receive. There are really no disclaimers here. The only thing I just ask you to do is take what's important to you today. Take it with you. Use it, share it, or pass it on. Or you know what? Just listen to somebody talking. It's up to you. This is just like shopping. You take what you want and what you need. You don't take everything. Just be aware that what I'm sharing is through my experiences and through my memories and through the things how I see the world. And sometimes that helps others to maybe see things in a light they haven't seen before. Now, we all have our issues. We all have our situations. So we're all completely different. And I get that. I'm not here to parent or preach to anybody. I'm just here to try to hope that I can get you in the right direction, in the right place to see things maybe differently than you probably haven't. But before we start, we're gonna settle in and we're gonna focus, and we're gonna just take a couple deep breaths. Take your hands and touch your ears. Keep breathing. Take your hands across, touch your ears. Blowing out. We ask that the highest purpose be served, that the information that we need today come in and be received. Take our fingers. Touch your chest. We open up the universe. We open up the portals. We ask for protection. We ask that the energies that come through us today be positive and to lead us in the right path. For what we have to share, what we have to speak about today is important. Take a moment to think about the last 2 days of the beginning of this week, how they were for you. If they were difficult, they were fun, they were challenging, annoying, whatever words you want to place there. Take a moment just to gather in your thoughts a little bit. Now you're in the middle of the week, you're in the hump day. An opportunity to go a different direction, a different route than you've been going, a different place. Different feeling, a different emotion. Very good. All right. All right. So the topic I chose today, you know, I kind of go by what's going on in my life and what's happening around me and the observations of other people that are going on. And Before I go on to this topic, our next show is going to be about how to cast demons, how to cast away negative energies and different things like that, because we kind of deal with that. But right now, I wanted to go on this topic because I think they kind of leads into that and how we move through this world and how we move through, you know, our lives. So I ask, should we be the change? Should we be the change? Should we change? Should we want to stay where we're at? What are the benefits of being where we are today? What does it mean to stay right exactly where we are in this moment, this present time? Now, for a lot of us, and for a lot of you who are out there listening to this show today, I mean, your lives are probably in a good place, in a good, you know, vibration, and that's great. And that's awesome. I'm not here to say that you have to change anything. But when I speak, it's from my point of view, from my perspective, my perception. Maybe what you're really hearing is what I need to do in my life. And that reflecting back, that mirror, that echoing back to you, pieces and parts. There are always pieces and parts that we resonate with, and the other pieces and parts we do not resonate with. So you're going to hear things I say, they're going to trigger you. You're going to hear things that are going to say, oh yeah, I get that. And you're going to hear things that are going to be like, I don't understand that. And then you'll hear things later and go in your mind going, oh, I get that now. I totally get that. So what I'm here to talk about are things that, you know, that we do every day. Every day we are creatures of habits. Every day we do things that are the same. We tend to, you know, just repeat and repeat certain patterns over and over and over. And, you know, for some of us that works, and for other of us, we're just can't understand why we do it and why we're stuck. A lot of us have carry a lot of burdens and a lot of things that we've carried from, you know, childhood, ancestral, all kinds of information, all kinds of stuff, just moving it forward into our lives. And then we don't understand what's going on. So, you know, having conversations with family or friends, you start to realize that, you know, that you do things all in a certain way. I find that, you know, it's easy to blame somebody else and say, hey, you know what? My life's messed up because of you. You know, there are situations where people do influence what outcomes happen in your life and what things do happen, but that has to have an ending point, because there is a place and there is a time where you can't blame the world. You can't blame everybody. You can't always say, hey, this is why I'm stuck. At some point, in order to get out of this moment of being feeling stuck, you're going to have to make decisions. And the decisions are not as easy, and sometimes they're kind of complicated. Sometimes it's as easy as saying, I want to change. And sometimes we don't even know how to change. And I have to say, right there, how to change, we don't know how to change, is a very powerful statement. A lot of us go through life going, I really want to change my life, but I don't know how. Of course you don't know how. You've never been taught. You've never been shown. You've never been guided. Your parents may have been a poor example. Your brothers and sisters may have a poor example. But you can't blame them for the example. You can't say, just because my parents are this, or because my grandfather was that, or my family were this, or because my race was this, because I'm Black, Chinese, Hispanic, white, you know, you name it. Just go on and on and on. You can name it. You can put a crutch, you can put a label on yourself and keep yourself down without even knowing, without even understanding why, what's happening. We put spells on ourselves constantly. We cast these energies upon ourselves all the time that we're not even aware of what we're doing. You know, the simple spoken word, you know, changes the vibration in our body. So when I ask you, should we change? Well, the question is, that's something you should ask yourself. Are you happy where you're at? Are you happy what and how you're flowing through life right now? Are you having issues with money? Relationship issues? Can't find a date? What's happening? You know, to address those things is powerful. So why is a rich person rich and why is a poor person poor? I don't know. Every circumstance is different. But they all have 24 hours on the clock. Every single one of us, you, me, the poor guy, the rich man, the billionaire, you know, the one percenters, the guy who lives under my bridge down the street, you know, they all have 24 hours on the clock, just like we, like I do, you do. So what makes it different? What is the difference between that person and that person? And it's not to make light that the person on the bridge is not an enlightened person. And it's not enlightened to say that the person who has a lot of money is not enlightened. Those are things that we have accumulated and collected over time. To say that a man under the bridge is destitute because he is not enlightened is kind of a judgment. It is a judgment, actually. To say that the man under the bridge, he has nothing, according to our judging sometimes. Sometimes we place judgment upon people and we say, oh, that guy's homeless. Maybe his choice was to be. We don't know the stories that play out in people's minds, and we assume a lot of what happens in people's minds, what's going on up here. The man who's under the bridge may be more enlightened than the man who has $1 billion. Might. Not the word is might, okay? I'm projecting. Because I want you to see, and I want you to see, that maybe sometimes the person who has the less teaches us a lesson when they come to us and they go, excuse me, I was wondering if you can give me a couple dollars. My car's broke down, blah, blah, blah. You've heard the story. And how many of you actually reach in your pocket and say, yeah, here, I got it. And how many of you already saw the guy coming and you're already turning the other way or trying to deflect or go a different direction? Now, I understand it's your choice to do whatever you need to do for you, for your protection, the energy, whatever that is. But you're doing it. You're cognitively aware that that is happening. Now, if a millionaire came and said, hey, I want to give you $10,000 to create this project, would you hesitate? I don't know. I can't say I've ever had anybody do that to me, but I'm saying there are people who give away money that way. So why do we get triggered by homeless people? Why do we get triggered by the guy down the street? Now, a lot of you probably don't get triggered. You're probably really proactive and you give and you talk and you acknowledge. I have to say that I'm half and half depending on the situation where I'm at. If I'm by myself, if I'm encountered by more than one person, you know, there is aspects of safety too. And I understand that and I get that. But how many of us do those feelings conjure up inside of us and we start to get kind of like very triggered, very emotional? Because we're all empathic to some degree. We're all connected. We're all related. We're all, you know, intertwined, interwound together that we don't even see it. There's an energy that plays out in front of us, behind us, all around us. And when we touch another human's energy, we communicate on a level that you have no clue. That we talk, we vibrate. Now, like energies attract. So when you see the homeless person down the street, are you repelled because there's an attraction part of you that maybe doesn't want to be homeless or doesn't want to see that aspect of the world? The world is, I've heard this statement, that the world's unfair and unjust. I have to ask, what's unfair and unjust? The behaviors of the human beings, what they don't do to their fellow human beings, is that unfair and unjust? I don't know. This is something you have to think about. But when I see a homeless person, you know, sometimes I give and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just give, you know, I talk and I share and then I'm honest, I don't have. And sometimes, you know, that's just how I do it. Now, how you do it, that's up to you. It's really up to you. So is the homeless person homeless because he wants to be homeless? I don't know his story. Everybody has a story. Every human being who walks this earth has a story. Why they are where they are. Why they feel. Why they are get upset when they see another person do something that they can't do or not doing. A lot of people do things, a lot of people try to put a lot of expectations on their lives. And then when the expectations don't play out, there's a lot of frustration in that. And a lot of people feel, you know, angered and frustrated and they can't move forward. And then they're so stuck in their story about where they're at and their plight in life that it's hard to move out of the mud. It's like having a car in the mud. You know, two-wheel drive ain't going to get you out. Four-wheel drive, possibly. But if you have a team of people pulling you and pushing you, you might get out. The point is, we're like that. We're like that as well. We have these moments where we get stuck. When we get stuck, we don't know which way to turn, right or left or up or down. So how are we going to change? What will we change? Sometimes being where we're at is there to teach us things. And so when we observe and we watch, you know, are we really observing and watching? Or are we just going through the motions of life? I think sometimes we get stuck in the emotions of life and then we don't move forward because of fear, lack of, the unknown. What happens if I left? What happens if I move forward? What happens if I purchase that? What happens if I invest in this? What happens if this? I'm going to tell you right now, you can't take any of this with you. You can't take cars, you can't take money, you can't take anything. So, but in order to live in this 3D world that we're in, we have to have some kind of income. We have to have some kind of resource. Now, asking for help is important. You know, this week has been a really strong, powerful week for a lot of people. I've heard a lot of people struggling. I've been struggling. My family members have been struggling. Friends have been struggling. I've heard people who said they wanted to commit suicide and you know, just end their life because they can't move forward. And, you know, they don't see the light, you know, ahead. And these are real feelings for people. Even if they repeat it or even if they're just saying it over and over. But we also have to have a sense of compassion why they would say this. Because there's also a part of us playing and reading into this. There's also a part of us that goes, wow, you know, I'm feeling kind of stuck too. I don't feel good. I don't feel well. And we all have these moments. I don't know any human being who's never had these feelings. Even the great Christmeister had those feelings, you know, when he was tempted by the devil. Those of you who believe in Christianity, other great sages have been tempted by demonic forces. These forces are real. This is real. There's that negative energy exists. There are people out there who don't want to see you do well. There are people who will sabotage you. But how do you keep them from not sabotaging you? It's reinforcing the belief systems that you create. So if we want to change, then we have to change just about everything that happens in our life, in our body. You know, our temple is one. Our spiritual temple is the other. These two exist together. It's not one or the other. We can't be too far one way or too far the other way. Now, is money everything? Money is part of the game. It's part of the game. So if money is important to you, then you have to figure out how to play that game. You got to figure out how you're going to accumulate more numbers, because money is just numbers. So how will you collect more numbers? You have to have a game plan. You have to have a situation. You have to have something that gets you to where you want to be. You have to have goals. So many of us don't set goals. So many of us are short-sighted in the sense that we think that tomorrow, you know, our jobs are going to carry us through. But a lot of us lose our jobs. A lot of us move on. A lot of us get replaced. There are people who go to school for umpteen years, you know, they study and they get PhD, master's, and they don't go any further. They can't, they're overqualified for positions. That's neither here or there, but that happens in this world that we live in. And as I age, I'm closer to being 50. At the end of this December, I turn 50. It's a whole new chapter for me. But is the chapter something that society places upon us, something that says, well, you're going to be 50 now, so those are the best years of your life? That's the halfway point. Most of us don't make it to 100. From 50, and this is the belief systems that we carry sometimes, after 50, you know, 60, 70, you know, you just have to turn on the news, you watch Facebook, how many of your friends die before they even turn 60 or 50. So I guess it becomes real. But for me, what's happening to me now, it's like, it doesn't really matter what anybody thinks. You know, there was a time where it mattered what people thought and how they felt. And now it's like, it matters more what I feel and what I need for me, what needs to happen for my spirit, my soul. Because even though people are crumbling around me and things are happening, you know, I have a choice to be in the crumbling and involved in that, or be an observer of what's happening. And sometimes being the observer is more powerful than actually being involved. So how will you change? Change is as easy as saying, I want to change. Now, after you say that, you have to have a plan. You have to have a system. You have to have something that puts you into that direction, into that alignment to where you need to be. It's like changing the oil in your car and not changing the oil filter. It's kind of pointless. You know, so you have to change different aspects. Excuse me. So if we want to change aspects of ourselves, let's say physically. Now, we know if we work out and we do all of the pumping of iron, the running, the jogging, and then we go home and then we have a big Mac and a big shake or whatever, you know, maybe that's counterproductive. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how your body simulates, but usually that's counterproductive. You know, what you put in your body also is super important, how you feed the body and what's happening in there. But so many of us don't, you know, we don't bless our food. We don't give thanks for our food. We don't give thanks, you know, to the universe or whatever or anything, or give thanks to the animal that gave its life. And we need to do that. So as you're progressing and as you're wanting to change, also acknowledge the little things that you need to tweak. That includes me. I want to get in fit, I want to get in shape, then I know I need to cut certain foods out of my life, out of my system, because it's counterproductive to me. I'm working so hard to get in shape, and then all of a sudden I do the opposite, and then you know what? It's just not well. Spirituality is the same way. If you want to work on your spiritual aspect of who you are and how you see the world, and then you want to place a face in front of the people, and then you have another face behind the people, you can't be saying, I love everybody, but I don't like these guys. I'm not saying that you have to love anybody less or more, but understand that everybody on this planet is trying to do the best they can. And there's struggles. You know, here in the United States, we have our own personal struggles as a society, as individuals, as families, as communities, as villages, you know, however you want to look at it. But we have our own struggles that are real to us. But then we look over there across the seas, we see people who have no food, and then we have compassion for them. And then we feel sorry for them. Sometimes they don't even realize that they're starving, but they are starving and they're having a hard time. But they've come to the point where their mind has created a world that they don't even know that our world exists, as much as even if we were from here watching, it's different from watching than actually living there. But we do our best. Then we see how we fight each other in these wars where we bomb each other, we kill each other for ideologies, beliefs, religions, money. And, you know, the only ones who really suffer are us. The planet won't suffer. The planet goes through whatever it does. She will rebuke us regardless at some point in this existence we are at. But we're so detrimental to ourselves. We can't change ourselves personally sometimes, because the world is not changing. Because when we don't see the change in the world that we're looking at, it makes it difficult. So you've heard the statement. If you want to see the change in the world, then change yourself. Be the change. So what's that mean? That's a big assignment. That's a big task. Some of us, that can be really strong for a lot of us to say, if you want to see the change in the world, then be the change that you want to see. Wow. Where do I even start? What do I change? What aspects? Where do I even go? Change doesn't mean that it has to be something that you have to be an advocate, that you have to be marching down the street, you know, and holding signs, drumming, or anything like that. Change means that you can just change the little things in your house, the recycling, the trash, you know, picking up things in your neighborhood, talking to your neighbors, doing things that you're not comfortable with sometimes until you feel comfortable. Change is one of those things that's so, I don't know, change is something that is very unique to every individual who experiences that, how they want to experience it. So when you're out there, just do your best. Doing your best is all you can do. Now, how do we change? We talked about that. Change is something that, you know, it's can be very difficult. Change is something that can be something that just you don't want to do. That you are content where you're at and you're happy, and yet you're still complaining about everything that's going around. Now, eventually what happens is when you start to complain and when you start to talk bad about other people, at some point they hear you at first, and then after a while they ignore you. And you're like the TV or the radio playing on the background. You know, they don't care anymore because everybody's consumed in their own lives. Everybody's life is more important. As much as you think, as much as I think that everybody is important to me, in the end, what happens is that I have to take care of me in order to help take care of others. I can't help anybody else if I'm incapacitated and I can't move. I can't do anything. So when I have to work to understand that I am also like them, they are me. We are us. You know, as much as that might not feel good, you know, that homeless guy is me. There's aspects of that guy or that woman under the bridge. It is me. There's aspects of, you know, the rich person who sits on top of the 1% that is me. And then there's aspects that I don't understand. The one huge aspect is that we're all from source. That's huge. That every single person, I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, you know, Vladimir Putin, Hitler, I don't care. We're all from the source. We're all from that source. We're all from that energy. But we all have choice. And when our choices dictate what happens in the world, what happens in situations, I'll go back to the, World War II when Tommy Hitler. The world woke up one day and said, hey, we don't want that. We can't have that. We can't have what played out. And we did some things, and some things were very, very hard decisions, very detrimental, and very scarring to mankind. There was an awakening, an enlightenment when America joined the war and when we dropped those bombs. Is it an enlightened moment? Did we have to do that? Why did we do that? Do we have no choice? There's always choice. I don't know. What our leaders thought about back then, I have no clue what was going on in their minds. But I hope the leaders in the future make better decisions and say, hey, you know what? We don't have to bomb each other to make changes in the world or to have what we need. Why is it easy for other people to change our belief system, change our way of life? Why is it easy for our government to change things for us and not so easy for us? But yet we accept the change. We do it. Do we have to pay taxes? Do we have to pay our bills? Do we have to have money? Have you ever asked yourself that? Do we really need everything that we have right now? We have it because it's kind of how the system was designed for us. As man progresses through history, they change. They change in a way that benefits others. And usually the people who are up top usually have the more say in the change, unless the people revolt and stand up. So what part of you is going to revolt? What part of you is going to stand up and say, hey, you know what? I need to change something in my life. I need to move forward. There's something in me that's missing. You know, change isn't going to be easy. I don't know of anybody who says that change is easy. Maybe it's not as hard as you thought it would be. And sometimes you just have to jump out there and say, here I go. That's scary. It's very scary. But remember, all the decisions you make, all the things that you've played out in your mind represent what happens. It's true. I am where I am because of the decisions I made. Not the decision that somebody else made for me. Not that person, not my mom, not my dad, not my kids, not my significant others, That doesn't, they may have influenced me to be in the places I am, why I'm where I'm. Influential and influence is one thing. But in the end, you make the final decision. You go, does this work for me? How long and how much will you take to change? How do you talk to yourself? How do you say to yourself, if you say I'm a loser, I hate myself, freaking hate that person. What are you saying? Self-talk is super powerful. A lot of us can't change because of the way we talk to ourselves. I find myself sometimes saying things I shouldn't be saying to myself. What we say to ourselves is probably more damning and more detrimental to us than what someone else tells us. And then what we hear from those other people tell us and how we process it, keep that in our head. I can't blame my parents for how they raised me. They did the best they could with the tools they had. Hey, you know what? Are they going to get parent of the year? I don't know. That's not important. The point is they gave me life, and I'm grateful for that. If that's all they gave me, then that's all I should be grateful for. I shouldn't be upset with them because I don't have a car, or because I don't have this or that, or because I don't have the opportunities that my friends had. Come on. Really? Listen. Each man, each woman has to strive and work to what they need to have in life, what they want to have in life. If you're happy being where you're at, you're going to be where you're at. If you want more, then you're going to have to do more. You're going to have to change aspects of yourself that put you in the right place. But a lot of us don't want to do that work. It's work. It takes commitment. And a lot of us don't want to move into those places because, number one, it's usually a lonely place in the beginning. Because most people are happy where they're at in their plight, in their stage in life, that they don't want to move forward. Most of your friends want to watch TV. Most of your friends just want to watch the movie. You know, most in order to change, sometimes you might have to stop watching TV. You might have to get a second job. You might have to do this. You might have to do that. You might have to do something that goes against the current, against the flow to get you where you want to be. I don't know your situation. I don't know if it's financial, if it's spiritual. But I know if you're still in the same place and you're still going through the same thing, then there's aspects right now, the present moment, right now, that kind of play into that. And influence you a little bit and put you and keep you in a certain place. So your job is to study and observe what's happening, what's going on, what's happening in your life that won't let you move forward. The observation part of who you are, how does the world see you, let alone how you see yourself. So it's super, super, super important to go back and look at everything. If you're married, your spouse. If you have children, your children. If you have your in-laws, everything. What kind of friends do you have in your life? What do you do after work? What do you do on the weekends? Do you live for the weekends? Why do you just live for the weekends? Why can't you live for every day? Why is it TGIF Fridays, you know? Thank God it's Friday. I got the weekend. Oh, I'm not going to work. I hear some people say that. I mean, shouldn't every day be a great day, a powerful day? A magnificent day. Shouldn't we be thankful that we can breathe and we have access to the life that we have? But we're so conditioned to do what we do and where we're at in our stages in life. You know, you got to really ask yourself, I have to ask myself, what do I want to do? Where do I want to be? How do I want to navigate in this world, in this life? You know, in this life that we call the human race, this life that we call planet Earth. You know, why do others have more than me or you? Because they've made decisions. They made time. They made opportunities to change. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull some animal cards now. And I hope you're enjoying the show. I know it's kind of a touchy thing and it's one of those things that you just have to, when you're listening to this, it can be kind of annoying, can be kind of bothersome, and it can be kind of something that like, yeah, what's Iggy? I'm coming from my point of view. If I want to see the change in my life, then I'm going to change some things. That's the reality. And if I'm happy where I'm at, then okay, fine, stay where you're at. But even where I'm at, I have to change things. Even where I'm at in this moment, I still have to change aspects within that existence where I'm at right now. Because it's not that simple. Even if I stepped out, I have to change. Even if I stay in, I change. I have to change. You don't stay. You can't stay the same. It's like a rubber band. You're stretching it. Once it comes back, it'll never stretch back to its original state. We're always growing. We're always manifesting. We're always becoming different. We're always going into a new place. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick 7 cards. Okay, and all the cards represent the different aspects of the medicine wheel. As I set the cards down. Okay. These little earbuds get a little itchy sometimes, so excuse me if I'm scratching my ear. I apologize for that. Okay, so I got my 7 cards laid down. The first card I pick is the squirrel. This is preparation. The squirrel represents preparation. This is also the central point of the medicine wheel, who we are and how we, you know, see ourselves in that wheel. Okay, the squirrel, this is about preparation, getting ready for big changes. And you know what? I just pulled this out randomly. The deck wasn't like set, you know. Spirit has a way of communicating. So if you think of squirrels, Okay, they're very playful and they're fun. They do what they do. And the squirrel, when he or she's doing her thing, we see them, but we don't see the things that they're actually doing. They're collecting nuts, they're collecting things, and they're preparing for the winter. They're creating their nest, and they're creating all the things they need to do. So I guess when what I'm asking you, when you're the central point of the wheel, what are you preparing? What are you getting ready? How are you preparing? How are you preparing for the moments where you have to make big decisions? Now we're going into fall, we're going into winter. There's big preparations times. So the squirrel's here to remind us of that. We can play, but we have to prepare. We have to have a balance to create harmony as we flow through these different things. So that's our squirrel, that's our center point. Now, we move to the Earth Mother card. It's the otter. The otter says, let go of control. Letting go of control, surrendering, and just being who you are and being in the moment and letting go of those things that sometimes hold us back. Our memories will always carry through with us, and we use those memories forward into the moment that we come, which becomes the future, in which the future becomes the present. We're constantly moving into these different levels of ourselves. Some say our destiny is predetermined, but the gift is that we can experience how we live our destiny. We all will one day surrender to the earth and be taken back and recycled to her. So the otter is also about playful too. It's about being playful, being in the water, preparation. The otters also prepare and become ready. I love otters. Now the next card is the Sky Father card, and this is the fox. As you're moving through change, the fox says, have adaptability. Adapt to the changes that are happening. Okay, so it's super important. A fox has the medicine of hiding and appearing. Sometimes you see a fox, you're like, how do you get over there? Where's the fox live? The fox sometimes isn't out there, it's right there where you're at, right underneath your porch. That's how the fox works. But being able to adapt to changes, as you're changing, you have to be able to flow and adapt. The adaptability part of you has to be able to change, has to be able to flow. And that's important because as you're changing, there's going to be multiple things that are changing. You don't always, when you change one thing, multiple things are changing right along with you. Relationships, understandings, financial, all kinds of things. There's a whole myriad of things that happen at the same time as you're changing. So the fox is here to remind you. This is the Sky Father card in the medicine wheel. Adapt. Be able to adapt. Don't get stuck. Once you're changing, don't just say, oh, I can't move forward. I can't do this. You have to adapt. You have to be ready. You have to say, okay, I have to move forward. I have to find a way. Sometimes you might have to take a step back to see where you're at and what's happening, but don't stay there too long. Adapt, move, adaptability. Okay, now we're going to move down the medicine wheel. We're going to start with the West Door. The West Door is about seeking counsel. So we pick the Dove card. The Dove card plays out on our deck here. Okay, the Dove says, serenity, slow down, pause, and breathe. Okay, so we ask our ancestors, we ask those who come before us, we ask the people who are important to us questions. We say, hey, I'm trying to change life, I'm trying to do this. They're going to give you their perception of how change is to them. So when they see change, they're going to go back into their memory banks and they're going to go, okay, so change for me did this, did that. Somebody see myself, well, you need to be careful. You should just hold on to that, And dude, you're lucky to be where you're at. You're going to hear all kinds of things when you're changing. But the Dove is saying, serenity. Be at peace as you're changing. Don't worry so much. Just let it happen. Slow down. The change doesn't have to be like boom in your face. Pause and breathe. Kind of like when we meditate in the beginning of the show. The Dove is also about why the purity, the sanctity of the human species, life, us, who we are. So let that flow. Be like the dove. Be at peace with yourself. The peace, the dove is also a representation of peace. So have the serenity. Be at peace with your change. And that's the West Door card. Now we're going to travel to the North Door. The North Door, the wolf. heavenly beings and spirits, the things that we share about ourselves. That's where the hummingbird sits, the wolf. And this time we picked the Black Panther. Okay. The Black Panther is about passion. Follow your passion. These are great, great, great cards. My goodness. I'm just like, I'm going to have to write this down after I'm done. I'm going to have to watch my own show again after this, because these are amazing. The Black Panther represents passion, and follow your passion. What does it mean to be passionate? As we're changing, are you changing because you want to do something different in your life? Are you changing because you want to speak your true voice about how you're feeling about things? Are you holding in? Because if you don't hold in the North Door, it's about singing. It's about howling. It's about talking. The Black Panther represents also the shadow side of ourselves, the part that we don't share with the world, the part that we don't say, we don't share it with people, you know, the passion. Sometimes we don't share our passions with everybody, and we don't share that energy. As also the North Door is the white, you know, the white wolf, it's also the, you know, the yin and yang aspect of ourselves, how we flow and dance with ourselves. But when you have passion and drive, nobody can stop you. Nobody. I don't care who it is. You won't take no for an answer. You'll move forward. You'll find solutions. You'll find answers. It has to be a burning desire. It has to be. If you're looking for your passion, then what I ask you to do is just find a mentor. Find somebody who does what you do in your life. You know, there was an old coach once, you know, and he was sitting by a tree and doing his thing like he usually does. He meditates. The student came up and asked him, "Teacher, I want to learn what you do. I want to be like you." And the teacher just looked at him. It's like, "Really? You want to learn what I want to do and be what I want to be?" He goes, teacher looks at me, "But what do you want to do? What do you want to be?" And the student said, "Well, I want to do what you want to do, what you do. I just want to have that. I want to have that enlightenment. I want to have that passion. I want to have that drive." And the teacher says, "Are you willing to do what you're not willing to do now in order to get what you want?" And the student says, "Yes, I'll do whatever you want." And so the teacher goes, "Then, dear student, I want you to meet me here at 4 a.m. in the morning, right here next to the beach, and I want you to be prepared." So the student was excited. The next day he came by. He was all dressed up in a robe and white, just like the teacher, and all excited. And the teacher saw him. And the teacher says, "Disrobe yourself. Take off all your clothes." And the student was like, "Why? Why? What am I going to take off?" He goes, "Do you trust? Do you want to change?" He goes, "Yes." He goes, "Okay, take off the robe." So he took off his robe, and he's stark naked. The teacher says, "Walk into the ocean. Walk into the ocean." And the student didn't quite understand. Walk into the ocean. So he starts to walk. Water comes up to his waist. He stops, and the teacher looks at him. "Continue walking." He continues to walk, and the teacher follows behind. And the student's going, "What's this have to do with enlightenment? What's this have to do with my passion? What's going on? I don't get it." You know, playing in his mind, all the memories and all the things that he thinks about and all the things that he relates to. And then eventually the water is up to his neck. And when he turns around, the teacher's right there, and he gets startled. The teacher says, "Do you want your passion? Do you want to learn what I do? How badly do you want it?" He goes, "I want it really bad, but what's it have to do with me being in the water?" And at that moment, the teacher grabs the student by the head and holds him underwater. And the struggling, the teacher's holding him, and the student's grabbing his arm. And as the student's passing out, getting ready to pass out, the teacher grabs him by the hair and yanks him up into the air, out of the water. And the student's gasping for air, couldn't breathe, calling the old man crazy. "What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You're trying to drown me and kill me." And the teacher looks at him. He goes, "Let me ask you a question. As you were under the water, tell me, what was the only thing you thought about?" And he goes, "The only thing I thought about was breathing. The only thing I thought about was staying alive. The only thing I thought about was gasping for another breath of air." And the teacher let him go. He goes, "When you are like that, when you're gasping for that last breath, and you fighting for it to the very end, then you will receive your passion, Then you will fight for what you believe in. Then you will attain the enlightenment that you search for. Just like when you last for that last breath. It's a powerful story. Now we travel to the east door. All right, so why do we change? Some of us have our own reasons. But here's the horse. The horse card. Okay, the horse is about freedom. You always have choice. Perfect cards, man. I tell you, I'm going to write this down today. The horse represents freedom. The horse is white like the dove. So it's the peaceful parts of us. You always have choice to change. You always have the choice to make the decision. We are the choices. We are the decisions we make. We are the reason why we are where we're at. If we want more, then we have to make the decisions. Okay? And this is the ceasefire door on the medicine wheel, the east door. Going beyond what we see, the appearances before us. So this is about going further and further over the mountain, over the ridges, further and flying like the eagles. Powerful cards. Now, we travel south on the medicine wheel. The south door is the turtle, as you can see. The turtle says retreat. Stop trying to make something happen. Okay, so that's a powerful card too. It's also a card of water. It's also about the turtle, the earth mother, representation of her. So as we retreat and we start to learn about who we are and we start to think about what we're doing and what's happening in our lives, it's super important to go, you know, I need to be fluid like the turtle in the water as I make my decisions. Because when we don't make decisions, we're like the turtle out of water, where she stumbles and it's cumbersome and she can't move because there are flippers. Sometimes we're like that in our lives. And so sometimes we try to make changes in the wrong direction, in the wrong path. Like she's trying to make changes on land. For example, the turtle, her changes aren't going to be as effective unless she's in a certain situation where she can understand. She's in the water, she's more fluid, she can flow. Ask yourself, how are you flowing? Are you fluid? Are you stuck on land? Are you stuck in water? What's causing that stuckness, that situation where you can't move? Is it a relationship? Is it belief? Is it lack of money? Is it what? What's it going to take? Because anything you do, you're able to accomplish and move through this. So be like the turtle, flow, the earth mother. So in review, we have the squirrel for preparation. That's the central point. Earth mother, the otter. Sky father, the fox. The dove, which is the west door, serenity. The black panther is the north door, passion. The horse is freedom. And the turtle's retreat. So if you look at these cards, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to surrender ourselves. We have to be adaptable as we change. We have to be serene in the moments that we need to be. We have to have passion where it takes us to the next level of our change. As we move from our passion into our change, then we have the freedoms to observe and to be part and to see the things that we've done. That freedom gives us choice. Then we have a moment to retreat, a moment to stop trying, a moment to live this new life, this new moment. Pretty powerful cards. And like I said, I'm going to write these down. I'm going to use these too. Because this reading is for you, and this reading is for me. General reading. Now, if you need a reading, you want a reading from me, then visit me at iggygarcia.com or send me a message. I can set up an appointment, a time with you. And we can go deeper and further into situations. And we can actually talk about how we can make it help you change things and work on things. But, so hopefully you enjoyed everything that I covered today and talked about. It's a lot of fun when you're changing, but it's also a very scary place. It's also a very, very emotional place, and it can be something that, you know, is very difficult for some. I know it's difficult for me. Change is not easy. But when we take the steps to better our lives and want to do better for ourselves, then we feel better about ourselves. And then others feel better about ourselves. We have such a big influence on people that we don't even realize the influence we have on others as much as others have influence on us. Because we're all connected. When the human race starts to realize that it's all my relations, that we're all one, even people that maybe we don't like, or the people that we don't agree with, or because somebody's from another nationality, whatever, in the end, when the earth blows up and when it's done, it's over, and when the sun goes supernova, it doesn't matter. You know, you're all gone. How do we get along now as a human species, a human race? How do we all coexist without trying to cut each other's throats? Some of us watch from afar, and we hope the best that works out, but sometimes it just doesn't do that. It's not like that. Sometimes I guess we must destroy the things that we love in order to bring back the pieces that we love. I don't know. It just seems like it's the way the human race is doing it right now, and it doesn't make sense to me, but that's how we're doing it. We totally just cut out the cancer and act like nothing's there, but we have this huge hole. We left this huge scar right there, and we act like it's not there. We just act like it's normal. So be the changes and ask yourself, do you want to change? And you have the right to ask yourself that. The right to say, hey, do I want to change? Am I content where I'm at? I'll be here for a while. I'll change when it's time to change. But you're always changing. It doesn't matter if you think that you're not. We're always changing. I'm always changing. Look, I cut my beard off. I cut my hair off. That's a physical change. For those of you who know me, for those of you who've never seen me before, I go through periods where I have different looks and different changes and different personalities about how I feel about myself at that moment. Sometimes I feel like the rustic, you know, lumberjack dude. And sometimes I feel like the long-haired, you know, shamanic practitioner. Now I'm the short-haired shamanic practitioner. So, you know, change is very easy. It could be a haircut. It could be a smile. It could be just saying hello to somebody down the street. Changes, by you changing, you help change others. So when you say, hey, I'm changing the world, I'm changing it because I'm saying, hey, a high will change the world. And for those of you who are watching or listening to the show, I appreciate being here. And a good morning to all of you, and I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope that you get something out of this show that I do, these shows that I'm doing, these Garcia Live shows, because I get something out of it, being able to share my story with you. My story, you know, is no greater or better than yours, but it's my story. And for me to change my life, I chose that by sharing my story with others, that maybe I can help someone else see the world in a different light. Because sometimes I feel like I don't have anybody to talk to or share with. And so I share with you guys. I say, hey, you know, this is where I'm feeling. This is what's going on. So anybody can have a show. Anybody can write. But how many of us do that? How many of us go out and do something that's out of character? This wasn't easy in the beginning. In the beginning, when I started doing this, I fumbled around. But, you know, I was determined to do it. I wanted to make a difference in the world. And the difference was my world. And this is how I share with the world what goes on in my heart, in my feeling, my spirit. So hopefully you could take pieces and parts today and apply them to your life. And if you need more assistance, you know, that's what I do for a living. This is what I do. You know, so I want to be able to be the facilitator, the person who is your guide, your path walker with you, walk the path with you, with our own individual paths. You know, I can't fix you. You can't fix me. We can only fix aspects of ourselves and experience the world through the eyes that we've have been blessed with, or with the voice we have, or the ears we have. So as you walk through this world, as you walk through this world that you've created, understand that a big portion of it we've created, and another portion of it has been created for us. So don't get them confused. Sometimes we can't change certain things in the way that we think we should, but we can change how we experience and how we view and how we see the world, how we perceive it. The world's perfect. It's our perceptions of the world that are not. We perceive the world through the eyes that we've been given. We perceive the world through the mind we've been given. We perceive the world through the heart we have been given. So when I do the smudging prayers that I do, I always ask, take the smoke into your mouth so you may speak all the beautiful things. Take the smoke into your eyes so you may see all the beautiful things. Take the smoke into your ears so you may hear all the beautiful things. Take the smoke into your heart so you may hear and be one with all the beautiful things in the universe. No matter if you believe in a creator or not, there is a cosmic dance that goes on. There is something that is out there that is much bigger than us. You know, I'm not here to judge that. I'm just here to remind that, you know what? We are all one, all my relations. And as painful as that can be for some, it is true that we all come from the earth. We all come from the dirt. We all come from one source. This universe exploded one day in a great, vast creation. Boom. For me, in my belief system, there was two. Met, became one. But that's my belief. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you need more information or you want to get a hold of me, visit iggygarcia.com or withinsightsradio.com, or just send me a message here on Facebook. Set up a time, set up a moment. We can talk, chat, and let's get together. And I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope you had time. This is a broadcasting live, so this actually will be able to play back. So you went in and air it. So with that, if there's topics you want me to cover, things that you want to ask me, please send me a message on Facebook or send me a message through my website and ask me, hey, Iggy, I have a question. And then we'll air it. Next week's show will be the episode 14. We'll be talking about how to clear demons and spirits and how to do clearings and how to clear your home, how to clear, things that are attached to you and stuff like that. So hopefully you have a moment to spend some time with me. So look for that show. I want to say thank you to everybody who was able to tune in today, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great, 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 great rest of the week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be the change that you want to see in the world. All right. Be the passion that you want to be. Be that spark. Be that love. Be that harmony. Be one with yourself. And with that, I want to say, have a great day.